And so when we praise Him and the Spirit of God comes in, then you can hear God's voice more clearly. And the avenger is stilled. And then we're going to worship. And you listen to God. And He'll tell you how to change your life. So we can live victoriously over every challenge of life. Amen? As we prepare the environment, the satellite locations, and ourselves to go into worship, to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit inside here. That we can do it and get set free, get healed, get our jobs, get financial victory, mend our relationships. Amen? We had one lady who came to ABC and she had not spoken to her two sons for over 10 years. And she came here and we did praise and worship and we taught her. We taught her how to speak the word of God. And within a year, both sons were back with her. And they still are. And that was a long time ago. That's got to be at least 10 years ago, maybe longer, maybe 15 years. Amen? God is in the business of mending relationships. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. The Lord would say unto us, yes, truly, I am your great God. I am the Almighty God. I am the El Shaddai. I am the one who is more than sufficient for every need that you have. I am the one who overcomes every challenge that you have, if you will only let me help you. And surely tonight, what a step you've taken to dwell in that secret place of the Most High God. You've praised me, you've come into my courts with praise. For praise stills the avenger, and I dwell in the praises of my people. And as you've drawn closer to me, I've drawn closer to you. And I say unto you, yes, I am the Almighty God, but I am your loving Father. You are the apple of my eye. I want to hold you in the palm of my hands all the time. I want to be everything that you need. I am your strength, your personal bravery, your invincible army. I am your high tower. And I desire for you to dwell in that secret place under me. That as you dwell in the anointing of worshiping me, then truly you'll say of me, you are my Lord, you are my strength, you are my fortress, you are my God, in you will I trust. And then I can be strong on your behalf and no evil shall come near you. And yes, you shall see 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you, for you have chosen to let me pull you under my wings and cover you with my feathers. For you have chosen to dwell in me, in my presence. You have chosen to set yourself apart and to worship me. You have chosen to listen to my still small voice in your heart, for I choose to talk to you. I desire to talk to you. I desire for you to listen to me and for you to talk to me. I desire to converse with you, for you are my friend. You are my friend. You are my child. You are my friend. When you keep my commandments, you are my friend. Dwell in me. And let my words dwell in you. And truly you shall ask whatever you shall, and I shall see that is done for you. My children, stay in this secret place of the Most High God. Dwell under my feathers, under my wings, for I desire to do great and mighty things for you. Dwell in me and worship me. Stay in my presence. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Perhaps this is symbolic of what Pastor Joshua said, but everybody please stand. The glory of God is here, and how He loves you. As we were worshiping, for whatever reason, He had me to put my hands on my head several times. And he wants you to reach out and take the glory of God that is here and to lay your hands on your head. I don't know if that is to renew your mind or just for you to bless yourself with the glory of God. I have no idea, but that's what he says to do. So let us be obedient and reach out. The glory of God is here, and to put your hands on your head and to receive whatever he has for you. I don't know if it's for everybody or it's just, I don't know, but he just says to do it. He just says to do it and to receive the glory from the top of your head to the soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus, let the glory just flow in your head, in your mind, in your heart, every part of your body, down to the soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. Just receive his glory upon you now. Just receive his glory upon you now. Receive it. Be obedient to what he says to do. Be obedient. Put your hands on your head and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your glory. Thank you, God, for healing me. Thank you, God, for feeling me. Thank you, God, for giving me new direction. Thank you, God, for everything that I need. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your glory flooding each person. That each person receives what each person needs, Lord. Your healing glory, healing, restoring bodies even now. Your delivering glory, setting people free. Healing broken emotions, restoring hearts. Your glory flooding each cell, Lord God, each organ and system in our bodies. Let your glory enclose us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Here in the internet church, your hands on your head. Feel that anointing flowing through you. Feel the power like electricity flowing through you even right now. In Jesus' name. Peace like rivers. Rivers of peace and healing like warm oil flooding our heads, flowing down through our necks and our shoulders and our arms. In the name of Jesus, rivers of peace and healing like warm oil flooding our chest, our hearts, lungs, every organ, restoring them, flooding our lower body, our pelvic area, our legs, knees, all the way down to our ankles, rivers of warm oil of peace and healing flooding us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your arm is not short that you cannot save. Thank you, Lord, for delivering your people, even right now. Even right now. Even right now. Nikki, can you tell us what you're seeing? Anything, whatever God gives you. Just share what you're seeing in the spiritual realm.
Okay. On the way here, the Lord told me it's going to be a long worship. And so when I came in, I knew it was just going to keep going and going. And one of the first things he showed me was that Trevor was on fire for God and just a power. And I felt it when he laid his hands on me when I came in to the sanctuary. And I saw during worship just everybody on fire for God, for him, and just gold flowing down almost like snow from heaven. And a glory cloud just in here flowing, just flowing, healing, restoring. And that's what I'm getting right now, is just healing, flowing, restoring to each person. And I know there's somebody, or more than one person, even in the internet, somebody who's been challenged with fatigue and weakness, exhaustion, and lying demons telling them that you're not strong enough. And God says, you are strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. And he wants you to say that. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong in Jesus' name.
I'm strong.
I say fatigue, go in Jesus' name. Weakness, go in Jesus' name.
Go in
Jesus' name. We are strong in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
And I see strength, strength, bold and white. Strength, overpowering strength. And that's that power I saw, bold and orange. Power, strength, healing, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sarah. Share something.
Reach out. Reach out and receive all that God has for you. Jesus has already paid the price 2,000 years ago for everything we will ever need. But we have to reach out and grab hold of it. We have to make it ours. Sometimes we have to fight for it. So let's fight, because it's a fixed fight, and we know that we have won, because we know that Jesus defeated the enemy and made a show of him openly. So everything that Jesus paid for belongs to us, and it's not something that's just nebulous, just something we talk about. It's real. It's ours. Through the anointing, we can make it ours now. If you have something you've been believing God for, something very specific, He can handle all of it. But there's one thing that you've desired above all else. Right now, speak to your Heavenly Father, to your Abba Daddy, and say, yes, Lord, I receive it now. And reach up and reach out for it and grab hold of it and say, it's mine in Jesus' name. It's mine in Jesus' name. Jesus made it so, and I agree with Him, and I receive it now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated if you'd like. In Acts 4:13, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So they listened to them and they saw what they did. And they said, these are ignorant and unlearned men. So they knew that they had been with Jesus. Tonight we have been with Jesus in a very real way. His glory cloud has been here. His anointed presence has been here. And as we go forth knowing you have been with Jesus, and let people see you in a different way, that they'll know you have been with Jesus. Go forth knowing this. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. And He went around doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the enemy. So we know that every sickness and disease is an oppression of the enemy. And Jesus was anointed to set them free. But you and I have been anointed also, just as the Spirit of God came down upon Jesus when He was water baptized and came out of the water. Just so the Spirit of God is upon us, and we go around doing good, healing all that are oppressed of the enemy. And Mark 16:17 says, and these signs shall follow believers. In my name, in the name of Jesus, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Well, you're believers. You're anointed. You got hands. Go find some sick and lay hands on them and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Amen. And let them know you've been with Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's pray over the offering. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the healings here. How many people, when they came in tonight, were challenged emotionally or physically, and they got their healing? Let's see some hands. Okay, look at hands going up. Okay, wonderful. Very wonderful. Wonderful, okay? Praise God. Okay. Pastor Manchin.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you are the Lord of hosts. And I thank you, Father, that as we give our tithes, our offerings, that you say that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. And you say it as the Lord of hosts, fighting on our behalf. We thank you that the devourer has been rebuked in our
Amen.
Lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Father, the curse of the earth has been broken over our lives.
Thank you, Lord.
Because of our giving. And the windows of heaven are open over our lives. There's nothing preventing the glory of God flowing to us in every area. Thank you, Father, for those that have given offerings above and beyond the tithe. We thank you, Father, for the hundredfold return. We receive all of these gifts, all these offerings, blessings into ABC Ministry, Father. Use it to further your gospel in these last days. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Well, this is a wonderful time, this wonderful time with all the wonderful things happening. Let us go to that wonderful place, which is the Lord's table, and partake of the body and blood of Jesus. Amen? Let's use communion and see what is done in our lives tonight. And so we reach out and we receive what we need, and then you continue to receive it by speaking the words that agree with what you receive. So if you receive your healing, then you start to speak, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. My back has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And then you act as best as you can as if you already had the fullness of the manifestation. But even for those who got the fullness of the manifestation, you still need to speak the words so the devil doesn't try to steal it from you. Okay? You need to continue speaking the word, for the devil will try to steal it. I'm going to ask Pastor Michael and Gwen to lead us in communion. There have been a lot of really wonderful, significant miracles over the last few days among ABCers and their families, but they're all very personal and I can't share them with you. But I want you to be aware that this has been a mighty week. Has been a mighty week. I hear yes is coming over. It's been a mighty week. And next week, we can prophesy, next week is going to be even mightier. Amen? Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Wow. We thank you, Lord. So in Jesus' name, hold on. Thank you. Oops. Are we ready? Okay, thank you. We're ready. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to come before you, a holy people, a people. And so, Lord, right now, we just come before you and we just confess our sins to you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you do forgive us for our known sins. And Lord, Thank you, Jesus, that you also forgive us for our unknown sins. For you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you. We renounce the evil one in our lives. We break all the evil and godly ties that are connected to us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. And let your Holy Spirit fall on us now as we just come before you, Lord. And lead us in this communion time with you, Lord. Lead us, Lord. Touch us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that you are here touching everyone, Lord. For it was your body that was broken for us. It was your body that was broken. For it was you who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. We thank you, Lord, that by whose stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for you have touched us. Lord, it was your death and resurrection that defeated sin and death. And it was your death that defeated Satan. We say thank you, Jesus. And your resurrection, your resurrection power, Lord, we say thank you, Lord. For you are the Jubilee. You restored all that was lost in the garden, Lord Jesus. All that was lost. We have it back. Everything. And Lord Jesus, and now you reside in us. For that same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead now lives in us and reigns in us. We say thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up your precious body that was broken for us, and we say thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we have been healed. And Lord, we thank you. You have touched us tonight. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name, we take your body now. In Jesus' name.
And Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious blood. Lord, without the shedding of your blood, there would have been no remission for our sins. But we thank you that you shed every drop of your blood. You've set us free from the law of sin and death. Thank you, Lord, that we're no longer in that kingdom of darkness, but we have been moved to that kingdom of God, the kingdom with the marvelous light of God. Thank you, Lord, that there is no condemnation awaiting us because of the freedom that we have in you. And Lord, we thank you for the life that's in the blood. Yes, the life of all living flesh is in its blood. And you shed every drop of your blood that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord God. Thank you for your love, for your mercy. Thank you for your awesome plan and purpose that you and Father God had for each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much. For like, Lord, when you were on the cross, you had each of us on your mind. Thank you, Lord, that we know you and love you. But you love us more than we can even understand. Oh, Lord, thank you for the power and the authority and the dominion that we have because we are of your family. We've been made heirs of God and joint heirs with you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for this, your precious blood that breaks every yoke of bondage in our lives, Lord. and destroys the works of darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you for those who have experienced even freedom this night, Lord. Thank you for the miracles that were displayed here tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, on that same night after you had supped, you took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant, the new testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as you eat my body and now are about to drink my blood, I dwell in you and you dwell in me." And we thank you, Lord. We love you. And we thank you for the protection that we have under your blood. For nothing can by any means harm us. And we thank you that your blood, through your blood, Lord, we have every provision. For you provide for us through your riches and glory. And we thank you for your truth and for your peace that belongs to us. We thank you and we receive now, giving glory and honor to Father God and to you, Lord Jesus. We receive now. Amen.
Praise God. We've had 3.5 hours of praise and worship, and I feel like a wet noodle. It reminds me of this lady, Helen, who came to the miracle service in the early days when we had long worship, like 2, 3, 4 hours of worship. And we spoke to her afterwards. I think it was her first time there, and I said, "Helen, how do you feel?" She says, "I feel like an 18-wheeler ran over me." And I thought, an 18-wheeler ran over her. Well, I think what she meant was she felt like a wet noodle. She went on to greater things, though. She went on to, she wanted her daughter turned around to God. And the way she got it was that she needed heart surgery. And when the doctors took her heart out during the process, she died. And my wife had been ministering to her daughter all this time. And the head doctor said to the other doctor, "Go out and tell the family that their mother has passed on." And so she goes out. He went out and told the daughter that the mother had passed on. And the daughter jumped up after all the pumping in her that Sarah had done. She jumped up and she ran to the door of the surgery and she pounded on it and said, "No, you don't, Satan. No, you don't." She learned from Sarah, "No, you don't. No, you don't. You cannot have my mother. She's going to live." And at that time, the doctor had picked up the heart. And in his hand, the heart started beating. See, popped it back into her body and she's totally healed. Isn't that awesome? That's what happened when you run over by 18-wheeler of praise and worship. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, just a few quick announcements and we are through. Okay. Number one, the 21 days fast will begin on August 8th. August is the 8th. It will begin on the 1st. Okay, August the 1st through August the 22nd will be the 21-day fast. Tomorrow is Healing School Semester 3, Day 1. Remember, it's 6 hours. There's no need to come fasting tomorrow. In fact, we're going to provide a lunch. So tomorrow we give you a lunch because the next 4 days you'll be fasting. The next 4 days of school, over the next 4 months, you'll be fasting. Graduate school is a week from Sunday. It will be on July 27th will be graduate school. The pledges, the last month for the pledges to mark will be next month. So the beginning of next month, you give your last pledges to Bill or Ann. And then starting in September 1st will be the new round of pledges, which you again give to Bill and Ann. Do not give them to us. Give them to Bill and Ann. And one small item, You know, as you come in, there's a sign on the door that says, please don't park in front of this particular house. Well, right across the street from that house, which is diagonal from us, right across it, is another house. They're both on the corner, two houses in the corner. We're asking you not to park under the house on the corner. So do not park on either street. It's on a corner, so it has two streets. Please don't park in either street. We're doing some neighborhood pacification processes, okay? So we're going to ask you not to park in those two locations. It means you might have to walk a few car lengths further, but the exercise is really good for you, okay? Okay. So that's all I have. Anybody else? Is there a women's fellowship coming up or anything? We're all set? Are we all set? Okay. Then I need somebody to close the service and bless the food. Deborah, you feel up to it? I think you're a lot lighter tonight, huh? Okay. Come up here with your lighter body and close the service.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have cared for us and nurtured us tonight as we have worshiped and glorified you, that we've stayed in the secret place and we've been invited in to a deeper place. And so in Jesus' name, Lord, we want to abide here. So as we leave tonight, we abide in you and you abide in us, that we allow that anointing to change us, and that we can extend that anointing to the people around us, Lord God, that the kingdom within us is extended, it's released, and people are healed even as we pass by. We praise you, Lord God, that you have changed us because we cannot remain the same in your presence. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless our food and our water, that you would bless our fellowship. And Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who are hungry and who are thirsty. We pray, Lord, that you would hydrate them and nourish them as a sign and a wonder to their oppressors, to the people who look down upon them, that you are the God that takes care of your children and you love them, and that the fear of the Lord would fall upon their enemies and their enemies have opportunity to repent. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that everything that we do will bring glory to you. Thank you that you bless our food and water and remove sickness and disease from our midst. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. We love you. Amen.
Thank you. So we're learning to speak miracles over the world. We just speak them into existence. And they come to pass because we're sons and daughters of God. So now go and pass on nothing but his glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming.